radicalization. With people that are entrenched in their own truths, all that can be remedied with the educational system, which is why I was saying that your experiment is cutting edge, and I hope that others will emulate your example. Which is why we would appreciate having a better answer on the impact of that activity. And if I may go back to the subsidized religious communities, how is the state's contribution executed? Is it proportional to their size, the number of members in the congregation? What criteria are used, or is the same sum given to all communities equally? There are several ways to go about it, so I wanted to know what criteria does the Great Duchy use in assessing the amount given to these religious communities in terms of their financial contribution. And another question still on subsidizing religious communities. The representative of the Ministry of State said that it was a domestic issue of the religious communities, the point on representativeness. But well, I think that there exactly is where you find the issue, because some religious communities have representatives, they are represented by some churches, but others do not. For example, Islam. Let's bring it down to a specific example. Islam is a churchless religion. So who represents that community? Are the representatives elected by the community, or are they appointed through some other means? And within those communities, are there any conflicts for representation? Does that lead to difficult situations in deciding who and how much to finance? So the answer was, it's an internal issue for the religious communities, but I don't see it as that simple as that. It raises very significant questions and it might lead to conflict. So a state that ought to have a position of neutrality, how does it find the ideal representative specifically for religions that do not have a church to represent them? Thank you.
Merci, Monsieur Benachour.
Thank you, Mr. Benachour. Well, perhaps you could attempt to briefly answer, or you could answer in writing too.